T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're out here live at the Baptist Health Training Complex, Dolphins training camp. They got the Raiders preseason game number 2. That's coming up on Saturday. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a couple of practices this week. We'll have this game. Keep everybody healthy. And listen, I'm with Pete as far as playing, guys. I'd like to see some guys get a little bit of work. And I know the game's changed. I always got to be careful because every time I say something I don't want to be, and I got to remind other guys, Kimbo Camper and others, that it's a different game. It is. And if we were all to be honest and we had this choice, we'd all taken it too. We'd all said, hey, man, is this all we have for practices, this one a day? So I don't want to be that guy. But I do think the jump and those practices are great. But you notice what I noticed during that game, some of the tackling wasn't very good.
Right,
and the reason
right.
The tackling's not very good, they haven't done it. Like, right, it's one thing to go hold up a guy and we try to figure out during a practice if it would have been a tackle or if the guy would have run for 25 yards and if he would have been sacked or not. And these games, look, you can be smart about how you do it, right? And like I said, hey, Tua, stand back there for 6 seconds and wait for somebody to break open and then let's make sure we complete something over 40 yards. Like, it doesn't have to be like that, but I just think – There are different speeds of the game, and I think from a practice to anything that goes that's live with a crowd at a stadium is at a different level. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I do. I understand what you're saying, and I know that I had the remark earlier this week about not having Tua play at all, and I'm going to buy into that.
You don't want to change.
No, it just doesn't
matter. I don't want you going with the wind.
It doesn't. No, it is windy out here, but that's not what I'm doing. No, I don't I just don't think I need to see it, but I can understand where there's a different point of view on that. And Pete had it, and you guys had it, and I get that also. I just look around the league, and I look at the last couple of years and see guys not playing or having no preseason, obviously, with the COVID year, and it not being that big of a difference, at least that first game. Maybe you see a little bit of rust in that first game from the guys that don't play, didn't have any preseason game play.
But the whole thing, Zach, is there's different categories. Like, we're talking about some of these quarterbacks. So Aaron Rodgers hasn't played in 2 years. He's won MVPs.
I get it. Tua's not that same category.
No.
I get that.
And so if you're – I don't care about – it's not even about the fans and all the fans that show up. No, it has nothing to do with that. And I just don't think you can coach and worry about coaching going, I'm afraid somebody's going to get hurt. It's just – And we've seen some guys get injured. We got guys, but we've also lost guys in practice.
No, you're right. All over the league. It's not
like
just
there's
here,
nothing
I get
you
it.
Can do as long as guys are running around and they're shoving each other, and guys are going to trip, and guys are going to roll up on each other, and guys are going to make a cut, and the old knee's going to give out. Because whether you're on this field or on a game field, you got fast dudes running, making cuts, and going the other way. They're going to blow out knees and. We've already had some serious injuries, a handful, and we've been lucky here. Everything so far is good.
Right,
matter of fact, the big thing is Byron Jones being able to hopefully come back and be ready for that first game against New England. But I
look at the Tua situation as this is the end game for Tua. like, this is it. The season is it for him, for us to find out if he's the franchise quarterback or not. And I just want to see it start on September 11th. I get it. The coaches come out.
But so what you're saying is you're worried about him getting hurt in preseason.
I'm worried about anything happening to the guy. If he is, we know he's got a history of injury. And maybe he's over that, and I hope he is. But I need September 11th to be at full strength with him for the season to know if he's the guy or not going forward. Because if not, you have a big question mark at the end of the season. A major question mark. The rest of the team is built up pretty good. There are spots on this team where you were really good, and you're maybe even close to the top of the NFL at those spots. The quarterback position has been the question mark for years. We finally have a season where we're going to see if this guy is it or not. I don't want anything to happen before September 11th. That's it. Maybe I'm putting him in a bubble.
I mean, dude, if he gets hurt in preseason game number two and he misses the entire season, like,
I don't want to take that chance.
He's not the guy. Like,
okay.
Like, what do you, I mean?
I just don't want to take
glass
that chance.
Bubble?
Yes, until September
11th. By the
11th.
Way, maybe he shouldn't practice either.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Coach
what
says
do you
he
mean
gets
has nothing to do with that. What's
the coach
the big
says
difference?
He gets, because the coach already came out with us and told us what he sees in practice is sometimes more than we can see in a game.
Yeah, but if you're afraid of him getting hurt, why would you want him out there
practicing? I just don't want the opportunity for him to get hurt in a game. That's it.
The other thing, you'd agree there's a different speed from these practices to
correct.
A game.
Yeah.
Preseason game.
Yes.
Completely different.
And when he was in the joint practices, the same thing. The coach saw a lot from that also. If you can get more out of that stuff right now, I think if we are dealing with someone who possibly is fragile in Tua, then I just want him to be ready for September 11th with nothing on
him. Then he's going to get hurt in the first game anyway if you're so scared.
If that happens,
I mean,
that happens.
What are you talking about? He's so fragile.
I said if he is at this point. We know. He's got a little bit of a history of injury.
It's part of the game, man. So,
great.
By the way, if you get hurt during a preseason game, you're a quarterback, it's probably your fault.
Okay, well, I just don't want that to happen. That's the difference. You have your opinion on that. I have my opinion on the fact that September 11th starts the end game for our quarterback to see if he's a franchise guy or not. The preseason doesn't matter.
Well, you're not worried about his play. You're worried about him literally getting hurt in a preseason game.
I am worried about him not being at 100% so we can get an answer on a guy this season.
I just don't think with this sport you can approach the game like that. I don't think you can walk around afraid of getting hurt. I mean, that just, Joe, I mean, you played it. I just don't think you can operate.
No. I told you I wasn't going old school on this.
No, this isn't old school or new school. This isn't any sport. There's preseasons in every sport.
So,
you can't run around like you're just afraid of getting hurt.
I just don't want anything to happen. I've seen what's happened in the preseason so far with some guys. I don't want to see that happen.
Did you guys watch Hard Knocks? It was pretty interesting watching Dan Campbell. So Dan Campbell said, you guys got to trust me. He calls the team up. He says, you got to trust me, man. We're going to have physical practices. We're going to tackle. We're going to do some stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. I heard that in the 80s.
Like, he's old school.
So
100% old
And he
school.
Goes, look, man, it's going to help you by doing it now. Believe it or not, man, like, we won't have injuries. We won't have as many injuries. And so we hear old school people say that, like, you know, that whole thing. I would like to ask, though, whether you're watching on TV or you're going to the game on Saturday, I'm really curious. You know the whole thing here. What's going on? You've just heard the debate. And I come from the wrong school. I told you the story yesterday. Dan Marino played at least a half, if not three quarters, against Tampa Bay in the last preseason game because Shula thought he needed to get some work before the opener after he had hurt his thumb and he was out all of camp. 305-567-0560. Try to figure out. But Coach did say, by the way, for the record, there are going to be some guys that he wants to see play.
Right, more guys that sat out.
He just didn't say, but, you know, you read between the lines, I'm guessing Tua's going to play this week. But let us know what you think and whatever side of this thing you're on. And
you want a couple?
Yeah, and by the way, I think Teddy's going to play a lot. And then I'm curious, like I said, man, I got to stick with this. I think Skyler's going to see damn near 10 quarters of football of the 12 quarters when this is all said and done.
Right.
He's going to be the big winner. He's going, anything you don't want, I'll take.
Right.
This is great, man. Are you kidding me? Anyway, what do you got coming in, Woody?
All right, 305 says, when Tua gets hurt, that is our answer. He's not a franchise QB because he's a chandelier. Like a big glass light fixture,
I hope
right?
So that guy's
chandelier.
Just worried, and he doesn't care one way or the other. He just thinks he's going to get hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
Not if, the when.
If he gets hurt again, then it's time to say goodbye to this guy called him Tulip and start looking for somebody else.
I hope he doesn't get hurt.
I will say this. If he does play and he gets injured, although there will be a lot of people said it was going to happen sooner or later anyway, if he gets hurt on friggin' one time he gets hit, because he won't get hit very much in this game. There's just no way he'll call plays to put him in that situation. But if he does get hurt, there are going to be people going after a first-time head coach like no tomorrow. If you weren't sold, this will just add to it. You can jump on the other side of that fence.
This is interesting, and I've kind of always felt this way. I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are. If the players aren't playing, the team shouldn't charge for the games. And if you are a season ticket holder, you pay full price for those games.
That argument has been around
for a long time
since I played.
Right.
Why are we paying to watch? Well, most people say watch guys are going to be on the team, but a lot of them will be on the team. Just be backups. But why are you charging the same price? Why isn't there a difference?
Because they can.
Because they can.
Right. There's your answer.
They'll get you.
Doesn't
on the
make
red
it
simple.
Right, by the way. It's completely
no,
wrong
no,
to
no,
do that.
No, I get
and if
it.
You see what those tickets go for on the secondary market, it's I mean, they're not worth the paper they're printed on.
Right.
There's a reason that those stadiums and most of them half full for these preseason games. Being nice maybe. Right. Half full. 30, 35 go. 40,
right.
20, 28, 30. Yeah.
This is not a great take here, by the way. Joe Burrow has missed more time from injury than Tua. It's part of the NFL. I mean, Burrow took a shot, like, right in the knee, right?
Yeah. He got the low hit backside that was
he's right. I mean, in fairness, guy's right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call Joe Burrow injury prone. Like, I would – like, Tua is clearly – a little more injury-prone than Joe Burrow. Like,
well,
Joe Burrow got hit square in the knee.
So Joe was putting up big numbers before that, even on that team, and then he came back and he goes, oh, I still have a crappy offensive line here. And
let me take my team to the Super Bowl.
And he was unbelievable. Listen, he should get a lot of credit. There's a reason he's moved up the elevator into that penthouse of great quarterbacks after what he did. He had a good defense, too. Listen, a good defense.
Yeah, he did. He did.
But man, he had – Who would have – was that the best trio of receivers?
I think it's the best trio of receivers in the league right now.
In football?
Also. Yeah.
Last year, they did as the three of them? Well, obviously led by a rookie that forgot
ridiculous.
He was a rookie. What the hell happened there?
Jeez.
Guy didn't act like a rookie.
No, he didn't. Maybe in preseason.
Joe, I hate to put you on the spot here. I hope you have this in front of you, but a few people are asking about our friends at Leaf Chief Tiki Huts. If you have that info in front of you there, maybe you can just to shout that out one more time here. I'll keep reading, though, if you need to search for your paperwork.
No, I got it. I got it right here.
Go for it if you got it, man.
No, man. The all-time man's club of this thing. Are you kidding me? This is the ultimate. Both my brother-in-laws have this. So I'll give you – you can check out some of the work they do. Go to www.leafchieftikihuts.com. But here's the number, 954-743-9117, and get a hold of those guys, and they'll come out and show you what they can do, answer your questions and anything you have, tell them size and backyard you have and what you want to be. But, yeah, the Tiki Hut Sports Bar is ridiculous.
You seen these big TVs now that they put outside?
Yeah, no. They have them.
It's a cool
setup,
man.
They have a couple of them. Then you get some real comfortable chairs.
A true new man cave out there.
Sometimes, I mean, you have that, and then you get the refrigerators all set up there, and you're set, man. It's a big party. You never have to go. Well, you got to go inside a little bit, but man.
That's a great setup, though.
They're really cool. Paul, take good care of you, man, so make sure you check them out.
All right, even Rick and Davey is against Zach on this one. Rick says, come on, Zach, it's football, bro. Tua needs to play.
All right.
It is, I mean, and I just don't think you run around being afraid, you know.
You know what's crazy?
Because then you're going to end up getting hurt if you act like that.
Mario Cristobal's out there just going. I know it's a different, you know, it isn't anymore. It's professional football, too. But those guys are going at it. They're getting after it in practice.
Well, somebody texted in, they don't have preseason in college or high school.
That's true.
Well, I mean, technically Miami has a preseason game.
Yeah, and they actually have an open game where I saw three teams going to be playing against each other, going to rotate halves and play for a Jamboree game. So,
yeah, but they actually get after it at practice, though, like you were saying there. By the way, they need to work on that tackling over there.
By the way, I'm guessing I would love to see the University of Miami, which there's no excuse I haven't been out there, but they get after it, and I'll bet their practice look a lot different than out here. Although, outside of tackling,
right.
they get after it out here. It's just
but the NFL practices are a little different.
You're not tackling.
Right.
And definitely ain't touching that quarterback. But of course, I'm guessing you're not touching UM's quarterback either out there.
I can imagine. It's got a different color jersey on. Yeah.
Anyway, listen.
You don't think they're knocking Tyler Van Dyke around, getting him ready?
No, doubt it.
That'd be a good way to be sitting for a while.
We got to get you ready for game one, man.
Right.
Stand him up there. Let some of the guys tee off.
Oh man, can you?
Yeah, we think you need to let some of these young guys that are really trying to move up the depth chart here. Do you mind if a couple of them hit you late a little bit just to get used to hitting it? And just as you're throwing, you're going to get hit. And try to protect yourself.
You won't know when it's coming, but it's coming.
Won't know.
Right.
And don't trust the young guys. If they're teenagers, don't trust them.
Right.
Don't trust them, bro, out there. Well, listen, it's going to be nice when it all starts up here because high school, college, and professional are right around the corner,
Let's get rolling.
Just absolutely be a football junkie here coming up. So, anyway, right now, though, want to take a moment to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Yeah, I talk about the air conditioning part, which has been around for almost 30-plus years. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing on great service, and that is never, ever going to change. Now, Eric and the gang over there taking good care of you, but it's the plumbing part. Man, got a brand-new plumbing company. They have hired some of the best plumbers in the industry to take care of all your problems 7 days a week. We got you toilet sinks, anything that calls for a plumber at the house, we're ready to go for you. And we are the water heater kings. Water heater kings. You're going, well, how can you be that? Well, we got a box truck, and we got guys working full-time 7 days a week on making sure you have a Rheem water heater ready to go. We have all different sizes. We don't have to order them. We have them in stock. Same-day installation, financing plans to help you out. I'd say we're getting ahead of the game pretty good. You add all those great plumbers, and, man, it's about getting out there quickly. Like everything else, when you have a problem, you want somebody like your air conditioner to come out quickly and take care of it, and that's what they do at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Go to 855-PLUMBER. 855-PLUMBERS. Hey, Joe Rose said you guys are pretty good. I'd like for a plumber to come out and take care of me, and they will at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And plumbing. We're here talking about Tony Boselli a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Woody, of course, takes his shot after he found out what school he went
to. Well, because, at first he asked if he went to Pitt, and we obviously know that he didn't go there, so Woody can't take a shot.
We got Woody all messed up on how many great players went to Pitt, and he didn't realize it.
A lot of good players went to Pitt.
Because he's a young guy. He's not supposed to necessarily know. And so
a bunch of Yellow Jackets went to Pitt.
I said – no, he went to USC, and they don't play. And he did his whole USC doesn't play football out there. And
it was like the NFL Network thing. Like I talked to you during the break, and I don't appreciate you bringing it on the air.
So anyway, here's the thing I always say. I know we talk about UM here because we're their backyard, but USC can put together one hell. I mean, they have had some great players and plenty of Hall of Famers, and that thing was on automatic pilot between McKay and Robinson. And even, I guess we got to put a little Pete Carroll in there too, where he had that thing back on top. But they had
a lot of Hall of Famers.
They had some really, really good teams.
Have they had a player drafted since, like, Reggie Bush?
Well, that's a dumb thing to say, man. Like, why – Why do you Rams? I mean, they've had first round picks like
Matt Barkley.
They've struggled at the quarterback position. They've had some first round Sam Darnold. They've had some.
Oh yeah,
struggling.
He sucks too.
Oh, not.
I mean, bro, if you lose your job to Baker Mayfield, you suck.
Huh. Hot take.
It's not a hot take at all. If you lose your job to Baker Mayfield, you are not good.
Well, he's getting ready to lose his job to Baker Mayfield, okay?
I mean, what do you think, man? You think Baker can play?
I think Baker's better than Sam Darnold. I don't think Baker sucks.
Okay.
I don't think Baker sucks either. Yeah. I'm on that.
Like,
I don't.
You're
think
on the Baker,
Baker
sucks train. I'm not.
Oh, listen, I bet the Panthers are going to be awesome.
The Panthers are not that great of a team to start off with.
Woody, why you always got to go so far, man, to say guys suck? Why,
I just think if you lose your job to Baker Mayfield, who got basically dumped for nothing, then you're
talking about a 1-3. You're talking about a 1-3 overall pick. Where, by the way, if the teams that took him didn't take him, there are going to be a whole bunch of teams behind him that took him.
Bro, there's not a whole lot different than that guy and Josh Rosen. They're both busts.
Josh Rosen, different level. Just now,
but they're both busts. You have to admit that.
Maybe you should stop before you know.
You just keep.
Josh Rosen may hang around the league longer than this guy.
Josh Rosen's a practice.
Josh is going to fall into a practice squad and just kind of like disappear into the background. They're going to forget he's there.
And Baker's going to be a starter in Carolina.
I just love your Boca take. I call it. I really do. I call the.
By the way,
no, I call the Boca.
Joe knows this more than both of us, but. If the Dolphins are up on the clock and Baker Mayfield was available in that draft.
He's going to be right here.
100%.
Oh, that would have been a great pick.
Our boy Adam loved Baker.
Adam Gase was real clear on the guy that matched in his personality and that ass-kicking stuff. Look at man. I give him – last year, if he had to do it over again, did he yap too much and go too much about, you know – taking shots at guys, way, way too much for a guy that hadn't done anything in the league. I agree. But that guy tried to play hurt, and it was a mistake because he wasn't very good. And I don't think a lot of guys like him. I don't think he's the most popular guy by any means in the league. But Zach's right about one thing. There were a lot of guys who were going to take him number one overall when they were looking at trying to match up and figure out how good everybody was. But no. They're not all the same class, are those guys all the same
Baker,
class?
Baker, Darnold, Rosen, Lamar, and Josh Allen.
Oh,
that's
God.
The five in the first round.
And Josh Allen is clearly
right.
The best of all of them.
So what does it go? Allen, so how do you Lamar, Baker, Darnold, Josh.
How do you try to figure out how the whole league screwed that up? Right. Or is it? He got on the right team at the right time.
I think Josh Allen was a good fit for that team. And Lamar was look what they did in Baltimore for him.
Yeah, but Josh Allen's a beast, man.
He is. No, probably would have been good
on
him.
Obviously, he wouldn't probably have been this successful somewhere else. But
maybe not.
He's still really
good.
Right.
So we have had people on our team say that we were going to take Josh Allen if he was there, which, by the way, we've been legendary for that through the years. But we're going to take somebody if they fell
course.
To us.
Right.
Not having vision.
Don't start with T.Y. or Jimmy. I don't want to hear it.
I wasn't even going to do that today.
Right,
nope, that's iron. I wasn't going to do
one. I know.
But I got to tell you, I think a lot of people were scared of Josh Allen. If they're to all go back, because you can say whatever you want after Buffalo got him. Yeah, we liked him too.
Right.
That's easy. We liked him too. He didn't fall to us. I think a lot of people, his 50-something percent completion.
It scared people.
And listen, when he got here, he was throwing it all over the place. It wasn't very accurate. I think a lot of people, they were scared of that. If everybody, we could get them to all go back and we could check in on meetings and all the teams looking at quarterbacks, we'd find out that a lot of people are full of crap, including a team here.
Right. 100%. Not even a question.
I'm still not sold that they were really, really interested in taking him.
I wonder if Rosen –
because it's easy right now.
No, of course.
Buffalo jumped over.
Right.
And everybody goes
– genius move by the Bills.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
But very smart because they knew what they were getting. They saw something. I don't know how many people they had to sell. I'm sure not everybody in Buffalo was sold on him. Like, what are we doing here? And then others said, no, he can play. But it does make you wonder, man, this league and all the money spent on flying around and putting notes together and having all your scouts that you trust look at them and having consultants go out and look at them and hopefully, if you're smart, doing which we didn't do a long time ago, background checks on guys to find out if there's any demons
yeah,
there,
helps.
If they drink
yeah.
too much, if right. they got mental illness, things that we didn't check on the left tackle and defensive end. But anyway, like all that stuff that you do with high picks, and just look at all the teams that have missed.
Right.
It's incredible. And that's not just shot at us.
No.
It's a shot at a lot of teams. And that draft – I don't know if it's true. People have said Mr. Ross is the one that wanted Lamar Jackson, and they were like, nah, I don't know.
Best GM
him.
For the team that year.
So, you know, but it's amazing. And Lamar's clearly the second best.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not even quick. Josh
Allen.
He won
MVP.
It's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then it's Baker, Darnold, and Rosen in that order.
Just
– I mean, the Jets – look at the Jets. They drafted Darnold.
And when that draft happened – we're on the West Coast, and our guys, Chris and those guys, went out and spent a lot of time looking at USC and UCLA. You know, you're out there for a week.
Right.
You got time to look at everything and watch them in practice and spend time and get to know them a little bit. Everybody thought that draft class was going to be unbelievable. And two of the five have worked out.
Right.
Two of the five.
And the MVP, they thought they were all first round receiver.
So it's
some teams want Lamar to play wide receiver.
It's amazing. I mean, it's one thing for us to sit here, and I always say this, and people go, "You guys were wrong. You don't know what you're talking about." I know. I agree. But those guys that get paid all the big bucks and have these big budgets to go and jump on planes and background and all that stuff, I'm talking about a lot of money, and then take the wrong guy.
Especially that position.
It's demoralizing. Right. And the joke used to be, if you whiff on that quarterback in the first round, the GM's looking for a new job.
Only one has really survived, we know, publicly, with the guy in Arizona.
So,
Steve
he whiffed, and he drafted a guy the next year. He went right back, and I remember telling you, you're stupid, you can't do that. That's how guys get cut, and he survived.
Got a 2 and a 5 for Rosen. We gave it to him.
He has been able – And by the way, Josh Rosen had a second chance to be a starter.
Right. Seen enough.
Which, by the way, is a whole new story. That's another.
That's a great chapter in the history of this. Yeah. Right.
That whole thing with the.
Yeah. How about those five guys in the draft? And how about the two biggest question marks of the two best quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson?
So you know what? Because of that class, I think a lot of people are shell shocked. That specific class, they're already going, well, the Ohio State guy's a partier. And Alabama, he's a little small. We've seen this before. I don't know how good he is. He's a little short. And look who he's throwing to. And, you know, they got better weapons than the guys they're playing against. And I think they're already looking. And I don't know if they're going to work out. Who knows? I think we've learned that too, right? Haven't we learned just because you're going in a first-round pick?
Doesn't matter.
Right. 1 through 32 means nothing.
No, doesn't matter at all.
And then
– it's a crapshoot.
How much it has to do with going to the right team and the right system, Lamar Jackson.
Right. Well, I think that has a lot to do with it.
And by the way, Baltimore, God bless them. And Ozzie and the rest of those guys, how good they were. But
– they played his strengths.
You get
– made him an MVP.
You get a guy, use him, you know – so, I don't know, man. I don't know. I hope we're not in that list. I hope when this is all said and done.
We got a guy.
We always get back to this and stuff. But, yeah, those five guys.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable when you look back at that draft.
And now, who'd ever thought years later, a few years later, the first and the third overall pick are competing against each other on another team to see who's going to start. That's how crazy we are.
Best quarterback on that team could be the guy they just drafted, too, from Ole Miss.
Yeah, maybe.
He might be. He might end up.
I don't think they'll throw him in this year.
No. He's not going to have a chance this year. But he could be the best quarterback on that roster.
I don't think that's going to happen. By the way, look at what happened to this quarterback class. One guy in the first round.
Right.
One guy in the first round.
And not just that, but how many of the guys that were drafted, even through six rounds, are going to start?
I just think ownership and going, are you sure he's a first-round quarterback?
Right.
Is he a franchise quarterback? Hey, anyway, Woody, we got to go to break here. Is that the word? We got to get to Pete
Prisco.
That's
the word, Joe. That's the word.
All right, I wasn't sure.
Today's practice open to the public?
No, they're shut all week. This is CBS is out here. I see all their guys. How about Rick Spielman's back?
That's right.
When's the last time Rick Spielman was here? Now working with CBS along with Pete Prisco. So anyway, we're going to have Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, and you see him on all their NFL coverage. He's going to join us next. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.